This is Casey Currents. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. There are several rugby teams in the Casey area. Some are very popular, like the Kansas City Blues, a USA Rugby Division I club. There's also teams for women, like the Kansas City Jazz. But as Casey Currents' Zach Lewandowski found out, one team has a mission that goes beyond the rough-and-tumble game.
The Casey Carnivores are not just a local rugby team. They are a non-profit organization that seeks to bring rugby to those underrepresented in the sport, with an emphasis on gay and bisexual players. And though the team is very accepting, don't let that fool you into thinking this team takes it easy.
Ready? Go, run. Out of my face. If you can talk, you're not running fast enough.
That's Bree Morales. She is the head coach of the Carnivores and has more than 15 years of rugby experience. Women aren't allowed by rule to play in official games, but they are invited to attend practices and scrimmages.
You mean run intervals? I'm overheating.
During this practice, Bree yells out instructions through the cold night air as temperatures drop to just above freezing.
Remember, don't throw yourselves on the ground. It should be a graceful move. Some of you, we need to work on this. That's why we're doing it. Alex, I don't advise you to do
it on the
concrete.
I'm not doing it on the concrete, don't worry.
The Carnivores are a close-knit team that enjoys each other's company. Laughter is as common as hits during a practice.
I think my face made friends with your elbow.
Yeah.
Head coach Morales says the team is like a family.
Like Yama over there, we know his ankle's hurt, and he knows to expect 15 calls from 15 different people tomorrow. And we all check on each other. If anybody says they're having a bad day, we all start calling around. We try to initiate family dinners and things like that, too. So when we're close off the field, we're close on the field.
It is their experiences off the field that make the Carnivores unique. The majority of the players on the team are gay, and it wasn't so easy for some growing up. Alex Medina serves as the vice president of the Carnivores and also plays the winger position.
The duty of the winger is to catch the ball, run like hell, and try not to get hit.
This seems like the perfect position for Medina, who admits he was never much of a sports guy before joining the Carnivores, but is a frequent marathon runner. For Medina, playing rugby is a chance to let loose and release some frustrations from the past.
I think it is a safe space for people. It also allows a little bit of the aggression out that we sort of get with the frustration of if you were bullied in school, then you can sort of get that out. Because some people were bullied. I mean, I was fortunate where I wasn't, but there's still that frustration that you get growing up gay in any sort of small town. I grew up in a small town of 1800, so you still feel the stress, and this is just a way to get that out there.
Medina and the Carnivores have found a safe haven in a sport that is pretty physical in nature. Rugby is not for the faint of heart. Seth Gaines is the president of the Carnivores. He was also once the victim of a hate crime. He was stabbed in the leg with a knife because he is gay, and the scars on his leg are there to remind him. With the Carnivores, the only pain he feels is a few seconds of aftermath from a rugby hit. Gaines believes playing rugby can help eliminate some of the stereotypes associated with gay men.
Well, I will say, as someone who's pretty athletic, I'm an athlete, and I'll get out there and I'll tackle and I'll go after it. But off the pitch, I'll hey girl hey with the best of them. But yeah, I think that's the beauty of rugby, is that if you can get out here and you can play rugby without pads, because we don't wear pads, and you can deal with the pain, and you find yourself a home on this team, you realize that through diversity, through camaraderie, and through bonding together, you can really push through anything.
Kevin Keezer is a UMKC freshman. He says that it doesn't matter if you are gay or straight, or even if you have any rugby talent at all to join the Carnivores. Keezer was born in Japan before moving to Australia, where his love for rugby took off. He then eventually found a home in Kansas City. Keezer says that at first he was the slowest person on the team, but that didn't matter because he says the KC Carnivores are all about making people feel comfortable.
We've never tried to put a label on anything, so the moment someone shows up, someone's there to shake your hand, someone there to ask you your name, ask you what you like, and then it's not a contest in that aspect. We love winning, but more than anything, we love having a place to feel accepted and have fun without any pressure of any sort of label.
Having fun for Keezer includes taking hits from the opposing team. Keezer is the team captain and takes on whatever role is necessary for his Carnivores to win.
I'll play any position. I actually am not really worried about getting hit. I'll just, no matter what team I'm going towards, it's like, hey, which position do you least want to play? And I'll do that.
After games, the carnivores do events like game nights and potlucks. Keyser says the team is not the family he was born into, but the family he chose. And the carnivores themselves belong to a bigger family as a member of the Heart of America Rugby Football Union, which spans out across Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. They play against several other Kansas City rugby clubs. Keyser says their reception from the other teams has been pretty positive, for the most part.
Majority of the teams that we play against are incredibly amazing, and they accept us, like, they just treat us like any other team. There are a couple teams that we've played against, definitely not going to name any names, but we've felt like a couple times the F word was going to pop out. I mean, in those instances, you just try to play your best game, and you just try to play to the spirit of the sport, but other than that, everyone's pretty awesome and pretty accepting about it.
Go! Alright, keep what?
Look! Take it.
Good job!
The carnivores are also part of IGRAB, which stands for the International Gay Rugby Association and Board. IGRAB is an umbrella organization that encourages gays, lesbians, and bisexuals to play rugby. They also host the Bingham Cup, considered the largest non-professional international rugby tournament in the world. The event is held in Sydney, Australia in August of 2014, and the KC Carnivores plan on being one of the 40 teams in attendance. Alex Medina says IGRAB's existence sheds light on how diverse the gay community is.
There's no such thing as a gay person who does just one thing. We're all diverse. We all have our little crazy little quirks of practicing rugby at 45 degrees in temperature. A lot of gay people don't want to play rugby. That's their thing. A lot of people, gay people, want to play rugby. The fact that their IGRAB exists sort of indicates that there's not just one mold.
And the players take pride in the fact that they are just as different as everybody else. For KCUR, I'm Zach Lewandowski.
If you can't catch all of KC Currents today, catch what you missed online in our audio archives. And we've got a podcast. Find us on iTunes.